Our story begins in Monroe, New York, where Alexandra knocks on Lawrence's door.
Come on. I know you're in there.
Oh, no. What do you want?
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
I want to talk to you about Lucas.
Haven't we talked enough about that kid?
Are you going to let me in, or do I need to use one of these potted plants on you again?
Fine. Come on in.
Look, I don't have much time, but I wanted to have this discussion in person. You really need to do something so your son can get enrolled in school. He's already behind.
Oh, and just what would you like me to do?
Well, I'd love it if you could clean up your act and not be such a damn nasty drunk. But seeing as how that's not likely, I brought some papers for you to sign.
What kind of papers?
Papers that allow me to enroll Lucas at Windsor Academy in Manhattan.
What's that?
It's a private high school.
I can't afford to send Lucas to some fancy school in Manhattan.
A contact at my old job went to high school there. He's able to get Lucas a partial scholarship if he can maintain a certain grade point average. And I'm going to have Larissa subsidize the rest.
Well, I guess you thought of everything.
Not quite. Lucas still needs a place to live. But for now, he's going to stay with me.
And just what are you getting out of all of this?
A headache? A pain in my derriere? Listen, I'm getting nothing, Lawrence. I'm doing this because Lucas is a good kid, and he needs somebody in his corner, and no other reason.
You're going to find out. He's not so easy to live with before long.
Well, maybe I will, but at least he'll have had a chance. He's got no chance in life if he lives here with you, and I see you're already starting getting lit for the day.
Give me the damn papers. I'll sign them. Just as long as you get the hell out of my house.
Here they are.
I know you think I'm a terrible father, but you know what? I don't give a damn what you think.
Good, because I feel the same way about you. Now sign.
On his first day at Dean Industries, Todd is alone sitting at his new desk.
Okay, I've been to orientation and back, and still no boss. Oh well, I guess it's a free day.
What were you saying?
Oh, no. Are you Serena?
Yes, Serena Stiles, and you must be Todd.
Yes, nice to meet you.
I'm sorry I wasn't around during the interview process. My husband was ill and he passed away in late August. Today's my first day back at work.
Oh, I'm sorry about your husband. That must really be tough.
Thanks. But I'm going to try and not think about that today, Todd. Anyway, I've heard some good things about you. We're looking for someone who can come in and contribute right away.
Well, I hope I can do that. And I appreciate the patience with delaying my start date. I had to take care of some urgent family business.
Understood. How was your orientation?
It was interesting. I learned a lot about Dean Industries that I didn't know.
Good, good. Now, as you may or may not be aware, our quarter ended yesterday, so we have a lot of work to do to finish the financials for the quarter and prepare our spin for Wall Street.
Yes, I figured I came in at an interesting time.
I'm afraid there's not a lot of time for learning curve, so we're going to need you to take on a lot of responsibility in a hurry. We've lost some key people out of this department, and we're a bit shorthanded right now.
I totally understand. I'm willing to do whatever it takes to be successful here.
In his office, Dr. Hunt is talking with Nurse Grimm.
Michael, you're back just in time.
Just in time for what?
Just in time to see me avenge my brother's death.
What are you talking about, Wanda?
You remember me talking about Agnes Larkin, right? The woman who was involved with my brother William.
Well, yes. How could I forget?
Well, you won't believe this. but she's a patient in the hospital right now.
What? Are you sure it's the same woman?
Oh, it's the same woman, all right.
And after 37 years, she just happens to show up at the hospital where you work.
She had a stroke, but that's too good for her. I tell you, that woman has obviously led the good life while my brother is in a mausoleum.
And just how did you find out she was here?
Through her daughter, Ellie. I have a niece, Michael.
Huh? Slow down, Wanda. How did a niece come into the picture?
I found out that Ellie, Agnes's daughter, had talked to Heidi, the intern's brother, about a William Burton.
If you think I'm following this, I'm going to have to admit you right now.
If you can't follow, just listen and let me rant. I didn't put two and two together until I saw Agnes, but then I realized that her daughter, Ellie, is my brother's daughter. She must have been pregnant when he died.
And you never knew?
I had no idea where she was, and I never thought for a minute that she might be pregnant.
So, are you happy to have a niece or not?
Of course I'm happy. I mean, all I know about her is that she's a klutz. But she's a part of my brother, and I do want to get to know her.
Then something good came from all of this.
But getting to know Ellie will just have to wait. I've waited 37 years to have my revenge on Agnes Larkin, and by God, I'm gonna have it.
At the Westside Hospital, Rex is sitting by Agnes's bedside.
Mom, you have not been the same for 2 days. It seems like something spooked you. I need you to tell me what it was. I know you've been practicing writing with your right hand. It's not easy, but if you could try to write it for me, maybe I can help. Here's a pen, Mom. Can you try to tell me what's on your mind? I hate seeing you look so distressed. That's it. What is that? An N? You? N-U? R-R-Z? Wait, that's an S. An E. Nurse? You have a problem with a nurse? This is great, Mom. We're on the right track now. Can you tell me which nurse it is?
No.
It's okay. If someone has upset you, Mom... Mom, I'm sorry. I'm expecting a call. I'll be right back. This is Rex. Dr. Leonard, hi. I'm in the hospital, so I don't know if I should be on my cell phone or not. No, that's fine. You can tell me now. Am I HIV positive or not? Oh my God.
Join us again on Monday for an all-new episode of Scripps and Scruples, a Radio Logo production.